Now, don't read on. I'm not there yet. I know some of you are like that student that wants the test done already, right? Talk about them when you're at home. But that's not the end of the sentence, is it? And when? Folks, if we don't talk about this when we're at home, how in the world are we going to talk about it when we're away? Any ideas? Recite them to your children. Talk about them when you're at home and when you're away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand. Fix them as an emblem on your forehead. Good night, Eric. When I go golfing, I don't want to have this thing on my forehead. Or when I'm at the football game, hollering like Ron and I do, I don't want to have these things on our forehead, right? We always lift up positively, don't we? Right? Folks, we got to think about this stuff. Why does it say in all this? Why? Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. What's that saying? Surround yourself with these words. Surround yourself with these words. Everywhere you go, remind yourself. You see, God knows that you are human. After all, God created you. Amen? God knows that other things are going to look sweet and beautiful and, oh, they won't hurt you a bit. Just do it. And God says we got to surround ourselves with this word. Put it on our foreheads, on our hands, on our doorposts, on our gates, everywhere that we go. Put a hedge of protection around us of God's word. Surround ourselves with God's word. Do you understand? This has got to be a large priority of our life. A large priority of our life. Recite them to your children. Talk about them when you're at home and when you're away. When you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign on your hand. Fix them as an emblem on your forehead. And write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. So how does that work? How do we do that? How do we read and understand the Bible? How do we do that? Well, first thing I always say is don't read the Bible straight through. I know a lot of people do that. I can't, and so I don't suggest other people doing it either. I have to be honest, I get to Leviticus and Numbers, and it's good reading material about 5 minutes before I go to bed. I'm just being honest, right? Yeah. Okay. I say personally, don't read the Bible straight through. Don't read it like a book. First of all, it's 66 books, right? So don't read it like a book. Don't say, well, I'm going to read X number of chapters tonight. Why? Because if you want to read two chapters, you're thinking about getting to that third chapter rather than the content of the first two chapters. Does that make sense? All right. So, a friend of mine says the Bible is meant to be consumed like a fine meal, savored bite by bite, taken in small pieces. Personally, I would start with the Gospels. The Gospel of Mark is the oldest and easiest of the Gospels. And next, I would probably go to the Acts of the Apostles. It's a storyline. It's of the beginning of the church. And so you can easily follow the steps of the story. Genesis and Exodus are the same way. And then I might do the book of Psalms after that. You know, if you don't understand something, just skip it and go on. Maybe you'll read something later on and you'll go, oh, wait a minute. And then you go back and you read that and you're going, I understand that now. All right? Savor small chunks, one story at a time. Listen for God. That's really the main thing. Listen for God. As you read, you must remember that even though the Bible is inspired by God, even though God prompted the writers' hearts and spoke to them, they lived in a specific place and time. They lived in a specific society and a specific culture. Many of our hang-ups in the 21st century and the 20th century have been that they lived in a specific culture And number one, maybe they didn't know any better. Or number two, it was just the way they lived and they didn't think anything about it. Whereas today we look back and we think it's foreign to read something like that. Most likely it's because of that society and that cultural issue when we have a hiccup, when we read the Scripture. When you sit down to devotionally read the Bible, now this is not Bible study, folks. This is devotionally reading the Bible. You begin with prayer. And prayer is not a formula. The formula is that you pray, okay? But here is something that I would say.